This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various issues in the zero hour of the meeting of House of Representatives. Over 5,000 cases of banking fraud, financial crime registered in Kathmandu Valley in the current fiscal year. And airstrikes and clashes as new ceasefire begins in Sudan. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in a session of the House of Representatives today drew the government's attention towards various contemporary issues, including the need to promote good governance, control floods and landslide, manage border disputes, address the citizenship issue and other public concerns. They also raised issues ranging from the struggle of Kapil Bastu sugarcane farmers to get grants to the removal of a biography about Dr. Sanduk Rohit from the Grade 10 curriculum. The lawmakers speaking in the zero-hour session demanded the government bring all those involved in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam under the purview of law, facilitate the process of bringing bodies of Nepali migrant workers home, lobby for climate change finance, and to ensure smooth supplies of fertilizers to farmers and promote the right of school staff. Likewise, discussion on the government's annual policies and programs continued in the meeting of House of Representatives today as well. During the discussion, the members of parliament argued that since the upcoming policy and program came as an optimistic document, they should be serious about its implementation. The parliamentarians of the ruling coalition parties emphasized that the budget and resources should be managed to implement the good programs that came in the policies and programs. The parliamentarians argued that there are programs that can be practically implemented that will give results and instill hope in the people by covering the current situation and urge them to pay attention towards its implementation. The members of parliament of the opposition party argued that the policies and programs came in the form of abstract documents and argued they should have come as concrete and tangible programs. Meanwhile, the discussion on policies and programs will continue in the National Assembly as well. President Ram Chandra Paudil presented the annual policy and program for the financial year 2023-24 at the joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament on May 19th. A total of 5,312 cases related to banking fraud and financial crime have been registered in Kathmandu Valley. According to the District Police Range, Kathmandu, the highest cases have been registered in banking fraud and financial crime in the Kathmandu Valley in the current fiscal year. Spokesperson of the range and Superintendent of Police, Sita Ram Richal, said out of 9,256 cases registered in Kathmandu Valley in the current fiscal year, more than half are of the banking frauds and financial crime. He shared that most of the cases under banking fraud and financial crimes are related to check bounce, dollar exchange, and lottery in recent periods. Range Chief Senior Superintendent of Police, Tan Bahadur Karki, mentioned that around 35 to 40 cases related to banking fraud and financial crime are registered in the range every day. Adding, cases of banking fraud and organized and financial crime have increased in Kathmandu Valley in recent periods. Noted climber Kamirita Sherpa scaled Mount Everest for the 28th time today. He reportedly reached the summit of the world's highest peak at 9:23 a.m. this morning. With this, he broke his previous record of the highest number of ascent on Mount Everest. This is his second expedition to the world's highest peak in this spring. He scaled the peak 27 times just a week ago on May 17th. Likewise, Pasang Dawa Sherpa has a record of climbing the world's highest peak for the 27th time. The 48-year-old scaled Everest for the second time this spring on May 22nd, equalizing the record with Kamirita. In Nepal's 70-year-old expedition history, there was the highest number of permits for mountain climbing this spring. According to the Department of Tourism, 478 climbers from 44 expedition teams acquired permission for climbing mountains in Nepal. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Ramesh Rizal yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, they discussed bilateral relations, development assistance and the opening of border points. Minister Rizal praised Chinese Ambassador Song, saying he had an active role in strengthening bilateral relations between Nepal and China. He believed that the bilateral relations would be further strengthened in the days ahead. Minister Rizal expressed happiness over the reoperation of the Tatopani, Rasuwa and Hilsa border points. He also requested the Chinese ambassador to open further border points soon. Minister Rizal thanked China for its assistance and collaboration in Nepal's development. He hoped China would extend further assistance and provide foreign direct investment. On the occasion, Ambassador Song thanked Nepal for supporting the One China policy. The ambassador also said China was positive to extend development assistance and foreign direct investment. The first National Conference on Comprehensive Sexual Education is being held in the federal capital Kathmandu from tomorrow till 25th of May around the theme Proceeding Ahead Extensive Sexual Education to Attain Sustainable Development Goals 2030. The conference will bring together around 300 national and international participants. The conclave will see the presentation of working papers on various topics related to extensive sex education in several sessions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. More airstrikes and clashes have been reported in Sudan, dampening hopes for the latest attempt at a ceasefire in the conflict-hit country. A new 7-day truce officially began at a quarter to 10 local time yesterday, but witnesses have already spoken of further hostilities in the capital Khartoum and elsewhere. The violence began 5 weeks ago and was triggered by a power struggle between the leaders of the regular army and a paramilitary faction. Multiple previous attempts to achieve a lasting pause in hostilities in the northeast African country have been shaky or collapsed. There was renewed optimism for this new ceasefire, which came about following formal talks that were brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States. Hundreds of people have been killed in the fighting, and the United Nations has warned of a worsening situation in a country where a large number of people already relied on aid before the conflict. Meanwhile, more than 1 million people have fled their homes since the conflict began. An armed group has crossed from Ukraine to Russia's Belgorod region and clashes there have injured several people. Ukraine denies responsibility and said Russian citizens from two paramilitary groups were behind the incursion. The local government said 8 people had been hurt, including 2 people admitted to hospital after a village was shelled and 3 people who were hit by shrapnel in the town of Kravaron. He added fighting had also damaged 3 houses and a local administrative building, and the situation remains extremely tense. The governor said a counter-terrorist operation had been launched in the region, giving special powers to the authorities including identity checks and communication surveillance. U.S. island territory in Micronesia, Guam's governor has urged residents to stay at home, warning the island could take a direct hit from Typhoon Mawar, which is strengthening as it heads towards the Pacific Territory. Governor today urged the nearly 171,000 people living in the area to remain calm and prepare for the cyclone. The weather service said Mawar could hit the southern part of Guam at about midday local time tomorrow. Weather officials said the storm is expected to arrive as a 225 km/h Category 4 typhoon, possibly delivering the biggest hit to the island in 20 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at few places in hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in Madhes and Lumbini province. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various issues in the zero hour of the meeting of House of Representatives. Over 5,000 cases of banking fraud, financial crime registered in Kathmandu Valley in the current fiscal year. And air strikes and clashes as new ceasefire begins in Sudan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.